This is a Day at the Beach podcast, edition 146. My name is Clint Beachwood, and this is your source for new instrumental surf music from around the world. I have lots of new stuff to get to, so let's not delay. Let's get right into it. The name of the song starting off the show is In the Hall of the Bachelors. It comes from a little 45 called Planet of the Bachelors from St. Petersburg, Russia. These are the Slop Tones. Thank you. Well, it's nice to hear new music from Davy Allen and the Arrows. I just played Feather River, and it comes off a CD called Retrophonic 5. For those of you who like the music of Davy Allen, be assured that it is all fuzz guitar and all instrumental. Davy kind of took a departure there for a little bit, but he is back in full force, and I think those of you who like his style of music will really enjoy this new album, Retrophonic 5. Check it out at davyallen.com. Before that, another new CD called Blue Transporter, done by the Glasgow Tiki Shakers. The song was Dive Deep, and the show got started with the Slop Tones doing In the Hall of the Bachelors. Well, today's podcast features another giveaway. I have a CD for you. I will mail it anywhere in the world. You just have to do a little bit of a trivia searching, and it can be yours if you're the first one to respond. Stay tuned for that a little later in the show. Up next is a band from right here in San Diego called Alvino and the Dwells, and the song is called Toro Star. We'll be right back. Once again, a set of all brand new music. The song you just heard, though, was Suicide Bay by John and the Night Riders. That was originally released in 1982. However, the Bear Family Records over in Germany has just released Rumble at Waikiki, the John Blair Anthology. And it covers lots and lots of John Blair music. Let me tell you, 52 songs on two CDs. It goes back to his early days with the Proxx, which is the rockabilly band. John is playing lead guitar, and then it covers lots of John and the Night Riders, and also some other work that he did with Elzaphonic, Marty Tippins, and, for example, Frankie and the Pool Boys. Although I didn't play the Frankie and the Pool Boys song, I do have a Frankie and the Pool Boys CD to give away. It's their most recent, called Spin the Bottle. It just came out early summer, and I have it to give away. All you need to do is tell me what song by Frankie and the Pool Boys did John Blair play on, and that song was put on the John Blair anthology called Rumble at Waikiki. Tell me that, be the first one to respond. Anywhere in the world, I'll mail it off to you. Before John and the Night Riders, we heard Los Protones. They come from Lima, Peru. And I did a song called Herradura 63. The album there is called Mission OA4. And then it was Los Blue Marinos. They come from Sao Paulo, Brazil. The song there was Tesoura Voadora. And Surf Sessions is the name of that LP. Alvino and the Duels started the set with Toro Star. Let's play some high-powered surf music from South Africa. These are the Moths. Well, I opened and closed that set with different bands from South Africa. That doesn't happen too often. You just heard the 38s doing a song called Tiki Torture from the album Hang Loose with the 38. They come from Cape Town, South Africa. Before that, from Sydney, Australia, it was the Big Swell Drifters doing Cloudy Morning. Before that, it was Surfer Joe doing Roller Coaster from his Swell of Dwell LP, again, came out this summer. And the Moths from Johannesburg, South Africa, did Lightning Coyote. You are listening to A Day at the Beach podcast number 146. Up next are the Urban Surf Kings. And that reminds me that I gave away their 45, Penguin or Robot, on podcast 145. The winner of that 7-inch vinyl was regular listener to the show, Johnny Z in Texas. Congratulations, sir. Hope you are enjoying the music of the Urban Surf Kings.
Thank you.
Well, there's another cut off the Crunchers' new LP, De Capo. The song there was Blue Jean. That comes out on NPR Records. Before that, it was Les Agamemnons doing Salma 6. And that comes from their re-release of their first two albums put on one CD called De A Da Z. The two albums on that CD are their first one, I think, self-titled Les Agamemnons, from which this song comes from. And the other LP on this CD is Au Revoir. The Green Reflectors, another band from Nova Scotia, Canada, did Rip Rap from their new LP, Tune Up. They are from Bridgewater, Nova Scotia. The Daytonas from Madrid, Spain, also with a brand new album called Twang or Die. The song I played was Imposture. That's been released on Green Cookie Records out of Greece. And then the Urban Surf Kings started things off with Surf Monkey from their new release, Astro Surf A Go-Go. Up next is a band called Magic Number. They come from Texas Beach, Virginia, and the song is called Rippers.
Thank you. blast off. X minus 5, minus 4, minus 3, minus 2, X minus 1. Fire.
That band was the Reverbifores. They come from Northern California, and I played the title track off their new LP, Orbit to Intercept. Before that, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's Rondo Hatton. Bruce Lamb of Rondo Hatton sent me their 3 CDs recently, and I've been playing one song off of each of those 3 CDs over the past 6 podcasts, so you've gotten a good taste of what Rondo Hatton sounds like. Pretty cool sound. The song I played was Fishtail, and that comes from their LP, Breaking the Sound Barrier. And then Magic Number did Rippers, like zippers, and that album there is Ampersand. I'm going to close podcast number 146 with 2 songs. Up next are Los Satans out of Mar del Plata, Argentina. They put out a little EP over the summer called Summer Hangover. And the song I'm playing is Atlantida. And then Jason Lee and the Riptides from right here in the San Diego area. I'm going to play a song off their new white vinyl LP, Monsters and Mai Tais, put out on Dionysus Records. The song I'm going to play is Juggernaut. In closing, I'd like to thank Double Crown Records for sending me a copy of Frankie and the Pool Boys Spin the Bottle, the CD that I'm giving away for this podcast. Great CD, 20 songs, has a couple vocals on there, produced by Dusty Watson. What more could you ask for there? Good luck winning it. Also, I'd like to thank all the bands who continue to send me music. It amazes me how much great surf music is in the world today, and it just keeps pouring in. It's just wonderful. What else? You can check out my playlist on Facebook / Beach Podcast and also on Surf Guitar 101. And if you want to be on the mailing list that will notify you when a new podcast has been uploaded, just let me know. Send me a message and say, hey, put me on the mail list and give me your email address. Thanks again. Going to close with Los Satans and Jason Lee and the Riptides. Until next time, thanks for listening to A Day at the Beach.